You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Wawrinka is the favourite here. Kind of come from nowhere, really. There was talk about maybe some off-the-court problems and not really being in the right frame of mind for this tournament, but he's proved once again, as he did when he won his first slam, that once he gets on a roll, he really is a force to be reckoned with. And the same for Songa, really. We've seen him before at slam, has just almost come from nowhere. The interesting thing here is, you know, you look at the head-to-heads, it's three each. They've played a lot on clay. The last five matches they've played have all been on clay, and Wawrinka's got the edge there. He leads at 3-2. They played each other last year in the France v Switzerland match. It went to four sets. It was three sets at the Madrid Masters in 2013, three sets at the Monte Carlo Masters in 2013 as well. The sets don't go long. You know, it's pretty much, you know, I'll hit you, you'll hit me back, a little bit like a kind of a toe-to-toe boxing match. You don't get too many tie breaks and 7-5s in these matches between these two. Which way are you swaying here, Nick?
As you mentioned, Wawrinka, more than any other player in the last year, has been it's been feast or famine for Wawrinka. I mean, it really has. He's either lost in the first round or second round and looked completely out of sorts, or on the flip side, he's been able to win it. And in some ways, that's because he plays such an aggressive brand of tennis. You know, he does play such an attacking style that if it isn't on, or just if he's just not feeling it on a certain day, he will lose early. And I think you have to take that into consideration. I think that's something that he's done, obviously. He was great against Federer. I mean, if you look at the numbers, Lee, in this tournament, he's hit over 210 winners. I was just adding them up as a total. That's more than any other player in the draw on the men's side of things. I mean, he has the ability, the firepower from the back of the court to keep you pinned back. He hits such a heavy ball, which is why he's so it's such a good surface for him, because he's able to keep you pinned back. He's able to, you know, hit the high loopy ball, but with pace and power. And that's so tough to defend against, because he can hurt you from so many areas. He can hurt you off the backhand side, probably the most aggressive backhand in men's tennis, with the single handed variety. And the forehand's destructive as well. And not just that, Lee, the serve also is great, an underrated part of Wawrinka's game. I mean, if you go through his serving stats so far during this tournament, they're outstanding. So I have to lean towards Wawrinka here. Songa's been a bit of a surprise package, I think I must say. He seems to have got himself in very good shape, which is probably one of the biggest factors for him to have come through. He's all about the serve and the forehand, as we know. He'll like it, though, if it's hot, which it's going to be. You know, 32 degrees, it's supposed to be warm, and the sun's going to be out. That's going to quicken it up a little bit, and that's going to make it, I think, a little tougher for Wawrinka, who likes the heavy conditions. He can hit through any conditions. So I think Songa will wake up tomorrow, and he'll feel pretty good about it. And there's a couple of other factors in here. You know, Songa's 30 years of age now. Time's running out for Joe. And I think it feels to me like in the last 6 months, since that meltdown in the Davis Cup, where he had a pretty awful time of it, it feels like he's matured a bit. You know, it was kind of just that moment in his career where he just thought, listen, I've got 2 or 3 years left at the top of the game. I've got to sort myself out. So I think Joe will have a go. Their history says five sets here. I mean, as you say, that the last time they played at Roland Garros, I think it was five. So wouldn't surprise me if this was close. The only concern for me, I think, is the weakness of Songa's backhand. I think if Wawrinka can get there for enough periods of time, he'll be able to win. I think Wawrinka will win in four sets. That's where my money would be. I think it will be fairly tight. Songa's going to enjoy the conditions. He's going to get some free points with the serve being as aggressive as it is. But I think Wawrinka has too much in his armoury, and I think he'll win in four.
A few ways to play that. You can play Wawrinka to win 3-1 at 3-1. The other way of playing it is the match result and both players to win a set. So Wawrinka to win the match and Songa to win, that's at least a set, is 6-4. So that way, that takes in a four-set victory and a five-set victory, counting both of those in there. You could also play Songa just to win a set as well. Another way of playing it. Which, you know, you could have a look at. That's a very short price, 1-3, though. So a few ways in, plus the overs and unders on the game markets as well.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.